Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Cooler temperatures are expected tonight. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel avoids an Iran clash, but warns a U.S. deal cannot tie its hands in Lebanon. Also, the Times of Israel states the defense minister says Israel will remain in South Lebanon and warns of full force if Iran retaliates. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli leaders assert that Trump's deal does not bind them, especially regarding Lebanon's inclusion. Separately, Walla reports just in that the security system seeks clarity on uranium and freedom of action amid the agreement. And finally, Forward reports from earlier today that Trump announces a deal with Iran is now complete, aiming to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posting just minutes ago, mentions Iran waited until after midnight to finalize the agreement to avoid coinciding with Trump's birthday. Dr. Einat Wilf, an Israeli activist, posting earlier today, shares her participation in a debate at Oxford on Israel's desire for peace with Palestine. Open Source Intel, an account monitoring conflict, reports that the IDF has lifted gathering restrictions imposed yesterday due to an Iranian missile threat. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Ynet reports Israel's concern over the agreement's impact on its military freedom in Lebanon. Israeli officials emphasize that while the deal might ease tensions, it doesn't safeguard their interests. The implications are significant as Israel seeks to maintain its security stance in the region. Turning to developments in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel highlights the defense minister's firm position. Despite potential risks, Israel remains committed to its presence there, warning of a strong response to any Iranian aggression. This stance underscores Israel's determination to secure its northern borders. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals Israeli leaders' dissatisfaction with Lebanon's inclusion in Trump's deal with Iran. They argue the agreement doesn't address Israel's security needs, emphasizing the need for independent decision-making. This could strain Israel's diplomatic ties with the U.S. Separately, Walla's reporting highlights questions about uranium and Lebanon's strategic freedom. Israeli security officials are seeking answers on these critical points, which remain unresolved. The uncertainty could influence future military and diplomatic strategies. And finally, according to Forward, Trump's announcement of the Iran deal aims to de-escalate regional tensions and reopen vital shipping routes. While this might bring short-term relief, the long-term effects on regional alliances and stability remain uncertain. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that an arms exhibition in France blocked Israeli booths despite compliance with restrictions on showcasing only defense systems. Separately, CTEC discusses the other side of Israel's defense export boom. Smaller manufacturers face drying orders from the defense ministry despite record global sales. And finally, Ynet Business reports that A-Security has raised $37 million to develop a platform against AI-enabled cyber threats, backed by Lightspeed and CyberStarts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.